Each Thursday at this time, we give Backroads Bill Steer a call, and he steers us down the back roads of northeastern Ontario. He's taking us to some of the natural wonders, the hidden gems, the stories that swirl around the rocks and the trees and the waterways in this region. And Bill is an adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. He also teaches part-time at Canadore College and Nipissing University in North Bay. And he so kindly shares some of his time with us here on Morning North. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, Megan. We're going to go on a long drive this morning.
Are we? And I hear we're going to somewhere imaginary.
Well, it is. You know, some lines are more important than others, and these lines are not the online version or the dramatic lines delivered by actors. And we know about the equator and the prime meridian. Those are really important imaginary lines. I mean, they're not really imaginary, but there is a line, a surveyed line in northern Ontario that is really important to all of our development history.
And what is a surveyed line?
Well, a surveyed line, surveyors... The world, if we're using latitude and longitude, we have lines of latitude, those are all parallels, and the lines of longitude are meridians, and a long time ago they established the equator and the prime meridian, and of course surveyors legally set physical benchmarks on the landscape that allow us to have property lines, municipalities, townships, roads, railways, and so when we go back into the history of what was called New Ontario, which became Northern Ontario, there's one particular line that a surveyor named Alexander Niven surveyed all the way from Georgian Bay all the way to James Bay. That was 483 kilometers and 300 miles long with tremendous accuracy, which really we know everything today legally from that baseline.
So he got out there with his tools, and he found this line all the way from here up the James Bay coast?
Yeah, well, for this story, which is posted on the CBC website as well, you know, I interviewed Paul Gerdrich. He's the manager of geomatics at Stantec Engineering, and he's an Ontario land surveyor as well. He said, you know, this man, Alexander Niven, was a superstar of surveying. He had rudimentary equipment, and to this day, that entire land, that line is surveyed with incredible accuracy. And so, you know, he had a daunting task, because there was nothing there in the beginning, and they had to march through the swamps and the rocks and that entire distance. So it is an incredible feat. He did the same thing in northwestern Ontario as well.
That sounds like quite the adventure.
Well, it is. And, you know, when we're driving along, especially if we come into, and surveyors were, their words were almost gospel, because they were the first ones to enter areas. And he did really, in essence, discovered the Little Clay Belt of Temiskaming Shores and the Great Clay Belt, as we know, around the Kapuskasing area. And of course, from there, settlement schemes evolved because townships evolved. And for the most part, he was spot on. In fact, probably because of we have two Trans-Canada highways. When you come to North Bay, you have the Trans-Canada Highway going west through West Nipissing, Sudbury into the Sioux. It ends up at Nipigon. And then we have the other one that goes northwards to Cochrane, Kapuskasing, Hearst, and again ends up at Nipigon. Because he really told the government with his survey plans that there was fertile land and people should move into the area. And henceforth, we had New Ontario and then Northern Ontario.
And is this line marked physically in any spots here in the Northeast that you can actually go and see it?
Well, you know, the Little Clay Belt is a good example, because when you go into that Temiskaming Shores, it's primarily flat, and you look out and say, wow, all those concession roads are really, really straight. Well, it emanates from his line, and there's a plaque. And you know, we drive by those roadside plaques on the side of the highway, those blue roadside plaques, and we stop and we read it and say, that's kind of interesting. But this particular plaque, which is 3 kilometers west of Cochrane, and you read that, and then right across the road there's a concession road that is, you can look at it, and as far as you can see on the horizon, as straight as an arrow, and you say, wow, this is how it all started. And so, you know, we think about people and their roles and what they really accomplished, and Alexander Niven really accomplished something, and it's on the plaque, and when we look at roads, we can just think of and we can thank him for his hard work from about the 1880s into about 1905. He was truly a superstar.
And I suppose there's these kinds of survey lines in places all around the world. Have you been to see some of them?
Well, I was in this year I was in Qatar, and I wanted to find the primary geodetic marker in Qatar, which is in the Persian Gulf, and found it and did some calculations. And there's a couple pictures, I think, on the CBC website. And, you know, we're more than 10,000 kilometers away from that plaque in Cochrane, and about 11 UTM zones and Mercator zones away. And we're on the east side. Qatar is on the east side of the Prime Meridian. We're on the west side. And Niven, you know, he had to account for the curving of the lines. Well, parallels, lines of latitude are parallel, but meridians, lines of longitude, converge at the poles. And so he had to account for that slight, we'll call it bending. And again, he did it with such tremendous accuracy that this imaginary line, which is a real line based on physical markers all the way along, is so accurate.
Well, it sounds pretty interesting for an imaginary destination, I have to say.
It is. And next week, I'm going to take you to the mysterious Dolmen Stones. That's D-O-L-M-E-N. And I talked about the Stonehenge of Northern Ontario last year, but these Dolmen Stones exist around the world, and they kind of mark significant sensitive areas as far as religious and cultural practices, and they exist in Northern Ontario.
All right. Looking forward to it, Bill. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan.
That is Backroads Bill Steer. He joins us each week here on Morning North through the summertime to take us on an adventure here in northeastern Ontario. Maybe a place you want to go on your summer holidays. Interesting one this week, an imaginary line.